actually had those documents in my hand, and they look and they are originals. That's what you need to understand. That supposedly second birth certificate that puts him as born in 89, makes him 12, is an official document with seals, stamps. It looks absolutely official. Upon that document, he was able to get a passport that reflected the 1989 date. That passport looks absolutely official. These are not forgeries. They simply were able to get someone, allegedly, to come up with an original and to go through the whole process simply by changing the date. But they're basically identical except for the date. Mm-hmm. So they're not forgeries. Nobody ran some photocopies. These are original documents. And that's what the government also here has to investigate. How did that happen?
Right.
Because clearly, there's too much information that's too close except for the one number, 87 for 89. For them to think that this is simply a matter of somebody making a photocopy.
Sure.
So that's one issue they're going to have to deal with. Apparently, and according to the papers here this morning, forging such documents can carry a prison term of 3 to 5 years.
Now, who did that? His parents or some other official?
That is unclear, obviously, and we'll find out if they know themselves. I don't think they necessarily know that, and we might never know that.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, there are a lot of questions asked of the people who signed these documents, the official government employees that signed these documents. And by the way, there might not even have been necessarily what you and I would consider something improper. They might have simply gone to this other small town, which is 15, 20 minutes away from Moca, mm-hmm. and told the official there, hey, by the way, my son has actually, believe it or not, he's 11, and he hasn't had a birth certificate. I need to have one issued.
Right.
So that person might have not known that there was anything improper.
Right. And we should note that there's, what, about 25% of the children born there wait to have their birth certificates until they're 5 years old?
Which is why the electoral board takes over this process. They fear that that whole generation could eventually lead to electoral fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in a race to computerize the entire country, and they're actually being quite successful. So the Dominican Republic is moving very strongly in that direction.
What about the reaction?